The month of October is designated as National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. The purpose of this designation is to bring people's attention to the darkness, often a deadly darkness, that invades what started as a happy joining of a couple. While it's important to have this month live up to this designation and create a greater awareness of this darkness, the danger of domestic violence does not go away at the end of October. Its victims live in a constant fear for their safety and their lives. And yes, many instances of domestic violence happen in Christian homes. Why? Many Christian women either read Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 24 on their own, or have it dictated to them by their abuser, taking those verses in really the most narrow of ways possible. So let's read them right now. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. What these verses refer to is the marriage between the couple. Do they forbid discussion, explanations, expression of desires? No. But just like in every instance where more than one person is involved, someone needs to be the designated final decision maker. At the same time, this doesn't give the husband free rein to do whatever they wish as the head of the household. That qualifier is found not too far away, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Reading here, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. That's right, husbands are to make sacrifices for their wives. It includes listening to them, empowering them, teaching them, elevating them, celebrating them. Two teachings, right next to each other. And yet so many who say they are devout Christians illuminate the first I shared with you, while they try to ignore, just outright hide, that second in the darkness that they create with their abuse. Let's go to Colossians chapter 3, verse 18. Wives, submit to your own husbands as is fitting in the Lord. I'll repeat that part. As is fitting in the Lord. Does God want a woman to allow herself to be beaten or emotionally abused? I think not. And once again, right next door in verse 19, we find these words for husbands. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. Now, it all sounds obvious to most of us, quite frankly, easy to embrace with obedience, yet so many Christian households hide within their walls the darkness of domestic violence. Jesus teaches in Mark chapter 4, verse 15, who it is that brings that darkness to those who say they are of God's light. Jesus saying, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. Still, the perpetrators of abuse declare themselves to be Christian as they walk in denial of how the word of God rebukes them. 1 John chapter 1, verse 6 says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. When we learn about a problem, it's our duty as children of God to give ourselves to finding an answer. The answer is, as always, found with God. For the women who are victims of an abusive spouse, embrace what Jesus teaches in Luke chapter 11, verse 34. The lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. See the value you have as a child of God, and his light will help you out of that darkness that you've been very wrongly sentenced to. God has directives and expectations for all of us who find ourselves being made aware of a situation of domestic violence connected to a family, friend, co-worker. One of those directives is in Acts chapter 26, verse 18, where the Apostle Paul is sharing the call that he received from Jesus when Jesus said to him to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me, meaning Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11 gives us guidance for reaching out to both the abused and the abuser. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. Going back to Ephesians, this time chapter 5, verses 11 through 13, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. for it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Let me leave you with a question. Which is better, being able to forgive an abuser after they confess and repent due to your efforts, or standing over the casket of an abused victim, asking for their forgiveness because you failed to care for them according to God's word?